Welcome to today's Teen Tidbit. This is Evan Center of Center Counseling. A parent commented to me recently that he was struck by how different communication is within and outside of families. That we show so much more restraint with friends, coworkers, strangers, and more courtesy and respect than we do with our spouses, children, parents, or siblings. I think there are a number of reasons for this. One, the level of intimacy and safety tends to be much higher with our family. Two, we spend a lot of time with our family, much more than we do with most other people. Three, there's a lot more weighing on family interactions than on other types of interactions. We impact each other profoundly. But what I realize as I list these things is that they are the same reasons why we should be more conscious of how we treat each other within the family. That there is safety, trust, dependence with our loved ones should be something that is consciously cultivated and nurtured. Because we spend so much time over days and years with our family means that we should repair, mend, and grow our relationships. And this is, after all, why you're listening right now, isn't it? Because you want something better for your family. As a parent, you're endeavoring to be more conscious and intentional. So let's talk about how to do that. I've talked about various aspects of this in many of the Teen Tidbit podcasts, and here's another. In short, name-calling is mean. Yeah, you learn that in kindergarten, but I want to explain how this applies to parenting. Sometimes our kids make bad choices. Sometimes they do mean things. Sometimes they act obnoxious. All of these things are actions, choices, behaviors. They are not the essence of our child. These are things are separate from them. Your child is not a jerk. They're choosing to communicate in a mean way. If we tell our children that they're being a jerk and to quit it, we are telling them who they are. And really, can a jerk not be a jerk if that's who they are at their core? Is it something they really have control over? I know I'm venturing into linguistic details here, but when a kid is told they are bad, there is nowhere to go, nothing to change. When they are told that they have made a bad choice, are taking an action that is unsafe or worries you, that their behavior, their words, their action is disruptive or counterproductive, or could just be more helpful, then they can actually do something about it. They can make a different choice. They can do something else. They can choose different words. So in your conversations with family this week, or with your teenager, think about how you can find ways to address behaviors rather than attack the character of the one you love. Here's how. First, just notice that you're feeling irritated or angry or frustrated with your teen. Now pause and give yourself space. Go for a walk, take some deep breaths, go drink some water, wash your hands, remove yourself from the situation. Remember, you're dealing with a teenager here. Walking away, giving the situation space, does not mean that you cannot readdress or come back to it later. They're not a toddler where they're going to forget what even happened. So take care of yourself. And once you have done those three things, notice, pause, take care of yourself, then and only then should you attempt to re-engage and comment on the behavior in as non-judgmental a way as possible. Not addressing their character or criticizing their character, but addressing their choices. And it's okay to express your feelings. For example, I felt really frustrated or disappointed when you chose to yell at your little sister earlier. Versus, you're cruel and immature and you need to stop yelling at your sister. Can you hear the difference? One is a choice that your daughter has made. The other is her character. Other examples of language that allow space for change and course correction are, I noticed that you have not filled the gas tank yet. Versus some comment about laziness or inconsiderate. I was really bummed out when you chose to leave the dinner table early and not spend time with the family. Versus some comment about selfishness or ingratitude. I would really appreciate it if you'd pick up your dirty socks from the living room floor. Versus talking about how inconsiderate or absent-minded or lazy they are. The key to all of this is consciousness on your part. And that really starts with the four steps that I just mentioned. The most critical step in this whole process is just noticing that you're getting triggered and pausing before you do anything. Those two steps will save you in so many parenting situations because truly, you are coming from a place of love and desire for your child to be an effective adult someday. And if you can pause, you will usually be able to figure out the most effective way to approach the situation. So notice that you're feeling irritated, angry, frustrated, whatever that feeling is that's coming up, that's elicited by your teen's behavior, and pause. And then do whatever you need to do to take care of yourself. And then re-engage with a comment about the behavior or the choice, not a criticism about their character. That's what this is really about. You want them to make better choices. Let's make sure they feel like they have the opportunity to. That's all for today. Thank you for listening to this teen tidbit. If you have questions on this teen tidbit or requests for other future teen tidbits, please leave a comment below. I look forward to hearing from you. Again, this was Evan Center of Center Counseling. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.